A moment fraught with thrilling tenseness. A moment of profound emotional experience. It is the wishing hour. Our audience quivers with anticipation. Suddenly a shriek rings out. Someone has caught sight of them. They are approaching. Run for your lives, everybody. It's Colonel Stupnagel and Buzz.
Stomping, Colonel. Nice stomping.
How are you, huh?
A little set. Bud, you know, I have a very serious and important matter to put before you.
Oh, my goodness, Colonel. I hope you're not going to resign.
No, I'm not. And anyway, that's beside the point. I wondered if it wouldn't help the general business condition if you and I exchanged radio announcers for subway guards.
Uh-huh.
Now, I think that most subway guards are a little too rough, and I think that most announcers aren't rough enough. Of course, Harry Vanzel is an exception. Well, anyway, I have written a slight play.
Oh, again.
No, I only wrote it once.
What?
And I'm going to ask you to take several parts, and I'm going to take several. And one minute you'll be a board of directors, and the next time you'll be a subway guard named Herman.
Mm-hmm.
The opening scene is laid in the director's room of a chain broadcasting company called the Bazardous Broadcasting Corporation.
I like that.
And Mr. Michael Rolfone, the president, is speaking to the directors of the corporation as they sit around a huge table smoking black cigars and drawing funny pictures and playing tic-tac-toe. There's an air of finality to the occasion.
Well, man,
the second scene takes place several hours earlier on account of daylight saving. During this scene, two subway guards are being tried out for radio announcers.
Well, men,
In scene three, Irma first learns of his love. They kiss.
Well, men,
In scene four, something really happens. The first radio announcer to replace the subway guard is ready to take the microphone. The first, Augustus Gillingwater.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure for me to have the opportunity of welcoming you to our subway. Light, refreshing, cool ride through old Mother Earth to your destination. Each seat has a fearless, patented plush pillow for your comfort. Ice water at all times, magazines to read, a seat for everyone, and a barber shop in the rear of each car. Come, ride on our subway cars and know the meaning of real subway enjoyment. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? How do you do? This is Dorman Bogenwire speaking, and we're about to start another of our famous underground rides. Even dearly hope everyone is happy and comfortable and that the ride is both pleasant and beneficial. A light luncheon of tea and cookies and other goodies of a sort will be served personally by me as we pass 56th Street. There will be entertainment for the little tots in car number 567 as we pass 78th Street. Smooth rails, competent motormen, sterilized electrical signal lights, all go toward making our subway the best way for the weary traveler to travel. Thank you. A Dorman Broken Wire signing off and closing the doors. This is the Metropolitan Subway Vision.
And now, here's a subway guard trying to be a radio announcer.
Now listen, you guys. This here program is coming to you through the courtesy of the Corrugated Butter Title Company, see? And if you want stuff like this over your radio, you better go out and buy Corrugated Butter Titles, or we won't be able to afford to stay on the air, you get me?